Have you ever wanted to know about the origins of issues, etc.? Did you know church leaders were opposed to teaching the laity Reformation theology? Check out our new YouTube video, You Can't Teach Lay People Theology, issuesetc.org, and click support, equipping the priesthood of all believers. Watch the short YouTube video, You Can't Teach Lay People Theology today. Just go to the support page of our website, issuesetc.org.
It's not normal that the federal government would get involved in what is a zoning issue.
I was not commenting on the wisdom of making a decision to put a mosque there. I was commenting very specifically on the right that people have that dates back to our founding.
It's a matter of time, and it's a matter of people in same-sex relationships coming out and telling their stories and sharing that they simply want the dignity and respect and protections that come along with marriage.
Children of every race, creed, and color need a father and a mother.
If you want to see what the love of God is, the place that you look is at a man bloody dead on a cross.
I'm Daniel Berquist. I'm from Lincoln, Nebraska, and I'm a Macintosh software engineer. And I love Issues Etc.
Well, it appears that the brave new world, the frontier of abortion science, if you can even call it that, abortion medicine, that's an even more uncomfortable term, appears to be chemical. It's odd. This is how abortion begins in the world's history, a very long and ancient history of this crime, this misuse, this neglect of a mother and a father's protection of their unborn children. And now we come full circle from surgical abortion, and every day practically we hear about a new drug, a new method of chemical abortion. Now, the latest one is being pushed as a contraceptive, not an abortifacient. It's called Ella, and the FDA likes it. It likes it, and it wants to label it as a contraceptive and not an abortion pill. Greetings and welcome to Issues Etc. back live this Monday afternoon, August the 16th. I'm Todd Wilkin. Thanks for tuning us in. We'll begin today's program talking to Wendy Wright of Concerned Women for America about the abortion pill Ella, and then we'll have Dr. James Emery White of Gordon-Conwell Seminary answer common questions about Christianity. We'll conclude today's program talking about Ramadan, which began on the 11th of this month. Can you believe that? It's usually associated with the winter time and the turn of the new year. Well, it follows a lunar calendar, so on the 11th of August this year, Ramadan began the month, the holy month for Islam. We'll see what Ken Samples of Reasons to Believe can tell us about Ramadan and its beginning. Our call-in number for the next hour, 1-877-623-MYIE, 877-623-6943. Email us right here in the studio, talkback at issuesetc.org, or send us a tweet at issuesetc. Wendy Wright is president of Concerned Women for America, based in Washington, D.C., and a regular guest. Wendy, welcome back.
Thank you. Glad to be on.
What do you make of the headline? I find it here in the story's from the New York Times, but I find it in the St. Louis Post-Dispatch. The headline says, New pill extends pregnancy prevention. FDA approves prescription drug which can be taken up to 5 days after unprotected sex. What about that pregnancy prevention angle in the headline?
Yeah, that seems to be going along with the propaganda that this is a contraceptive drug, when in fact it is chemically similar to RU486, the abortion drug. And it's chemically nothing like Plan B, the morning after pill. And it turns out the drug operates the same way as RU486, the abortion drug. So we believe that women deserve better than this. We think that this is an attempt by the owner of the drug and by the FDA to deceive women. Many women would be comfortable using a contraceptive, but they would object to taking an abortion drug. And yet they may unwittingly take a drug that may end up causing an abortion.
This is not the first time that the FDA has played fast and loose with what it is they are approving. And especially for over-the-counter use by women as young as 17, we could say girls in that case, why would this government agency have any vested interest in not just simply saying, look, this is what it is chemically, we're just going to deal with it, the simple facts, and we'll call it what it is. It's like RU486.
I think there are two reasons. One is to deceive women, so that women will take it, not knowing that it can cause an abortion. And so, therefore, the drug then won't be tainted as an abortion drug. But then I think there's another reason as well. And that is, if the FDA does not label it an abortion drug, then the federal laws regarding abortion won't kick in, won't apply to that drug. For example, federal bans on funding of abortion won't apply to this drug because it's not labeled an abortion drug.
And it is all in the labeling, isn't it?
It is. I mean, now that it's considered an emergency contraceptive, that means that our tax dollars will pay for this drug. And there are a number of revenue streams, whether it's Title X funding for family planning or the new health care plan, the health care bill that's passed, or for international family planning. In all of those programs, our tax dollars will now pay for this drug as an emergency contraceptive, even though it can cause an abortion. And we have every indication that the abortion industry will use the drug past the 5-day window. And the reason why I say we have that indication is I was at the FDA advisory committee hearing regarding this drug, and Planned Parenthood was there, and the representative stated that they're already using the morning after pill beyond the 3-day window for which the FDA approved it. So she was pretty much conceding or hinting at that there's nothing that will prevent Planned Parenthood and other abortion providers from using this drug past 5 days to clearly cause an abortion.
We know that RU486 was not subjected to sufficient trials prior to its approval. What about Ella?
Yeah, that's one of the things that really concerned me. And I raised it when I spoke to the FDA panel, that there are all indications this drug has not been adequately tested. And there were admissions from the drug sponsor and from the FDA that there have not been studies on what happens to women who use it multiple times. Or, and here's the key thing that I found really disturbing, what happens long-term to a baby that survives this drug? And the reason why our concern was raised about this is that in the European trials of this drug, it turned out that there were a number of women who were already pregnant when they took the drug. They didn't know they were pregnant when they took the drug, but it was found out afterwards. A significant number of them miscarried, or what would be called a spontaneous abortion, which is likely that the drug has caused that to happen. Another segment of those women had an elective abortion, and then a handful of those babies were born. Now, in a regular trial on a drug, what would be done is to investigate those spontaneous abortions and elective abortions to figure out, did these babies have some kind of birth defect? Did the drug cause harm or the death of these babies? That was not done on this drug. Well, as this was kind of touched on at the panel hearing, one of the advisory committee experts on the panel strongly recommended that there not be long-term studies done on this drug to find out if the drug causes birth defects. Let me repeat that. She recommended there not be studies done to find out if it causes birth defects. So in other words, they want to keep women in the dark as to whether or what kind of birth defects this drug may cause.
And my concern is always that these drugs end up in the hands of those younger even than the FDA signs off for approval. Has this drug, any tests, any trials been done on the effects of this drug taken by girls under 17?
No, neither the European trials or the American trials. The testing was done on those 16 years old and older. And so it's yet the FDA approved it for use by any age girl. And another concern that we have is that this will end up being used by people who slip it to women without their knowledge or their consent. When I testified at the hearing, I brought up a number of cases in which this has already happened with other drugs that cause abortions, that the woman wants to be pregnant and have the child, but there's someone else, a boyfriend, a husband, that doesn't want her to have that child. And so they get a hold of the drug and slip it into her drink or into her food. She ends up what she thinks is a miscarriage when, in fact, it was an abortion.
So bottom line, what do women need to know about the latest drug approved by the FDA, Ella?
They need to know that it can cause an abortion, that it's not been fully tested to find out if it may cause birth defects, and they need to know it's not been adequately tested to find out what kind of long-term effects it could have on women or their babies.
What do women need to know about, for the time being, the disposition of the FDA when it comes to drugs like this in and around surrounding the issue of abortion and contraception?
Yes, I'm afraid that I have lost any kind of trust with the division in the FDA that deals with reproductive drugs. I've seen time and again with different drugs and devices that their mindset is death or disability is preferable to having a child. In fact, that was even voiced by one FDA official when it was discovered that the birth control patch had caused numerous deaths of young, healthy women. And this FDA official said that women should not stop using the birth control patch because the risk of getting pregnant was higher than the risk of death. Well, I think for most women, they don't care about the statistical probabilities. What they care about is, I don't want to die, and I'm not going to be willing to take a drug, and it may cause my death, even though the consequence may be that I'd have a child. Having a child would be preferable than being dead.
Wendy, with only about 15 seconds, is this the shape of things to come with the present FDA, just more of these drugs coming to the counter for women without sufficient information?
Yes, I'm afraid the next step is going to be that this drug will be taken over the counter. That means without a prescription, without any medical oversight. That's going to be even worse.
Wendy Wright is president of Concerned Women for America based in Washington, D.C. You'll find a link to Concerned Women for America at our website, issuesetc.org. Click Listen on Demand. Wendy, thank you.
Thank you.
When we come back, we're going to be spending some time with our next guest, Dr. James Emery White of Gordon-Conwell Theological Seminary, answering questions about Christianity, basic questions about Christianity. Then Ken Samples will join us. We'll talk about Ramadan. Stay tuned.
Greetings from your friends at Zion Lutheran Church, Muskoda, Illinois, a proud supporter of Issues, etc. Zion Lutheran is a welcoming, family-friendly church that's firmly grounded on the unchanging truth of God's Word. We receive God's gifts of grace in a timeless, reverent way each Sunday morning at 10 o'clock. Zion Lutheran is located at 101 South Railway in Muskoda, Illinois. Zion Lutheran is a church home that's both faithful and friendly, and you'll be warmly welcomed. For more information, call 618-566-7345.
Have you ever wanted to know about the origins of Issues, etc.? Did you know church leaders were opposed to teaching the laity Reformation theology? Check out our new YouTube video, You Can't Teach Lay People Theology, issuesetc.org, and click support. Equipping the priesthood of all believers. Watch the short YouTube video, You Can't Teach Lay People Theology, today. Just go to the support page of our website, issuesetc.org.
Defending life from beginning to end. You're listening to Issues, etc.
We've got nothing against bumper stickers, just bumper sticker theology. And we'd like to send you an Issues, etc. bumper sticker. You'll find the Issues, etc. logo, slogan, and website address. Simply send your request to Lutheran Public Radio, Box 912, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. Please include a self-addressed stamped envelope. Good theology doesn't fit on a bumper sticker, but you can tell people where to find good theology, the Issues, etc. bumper or window sticker.
Thanks to God's gift of the Internet, people are listening to Issues, etc. around the world.
Hi, this is Ville calling from Finland. I believe the day will come when you cannot enter the office as a pastor in the ELCA unless you subscribe to the ordination of gays and lesbians. And why do I believe that? Because Americans are sinners like we Finns are.
Listen to what you want, when you want, wherever you are. Issuesetc.org.